The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning, this bright Monday morning in Shasta County, the city of Redding. This is Community Radio for the North State, and it's Trish Clark. I'm going to be hosting the show this week for a few days while Carl and Linda are enjoying their vacation. I'll be sharing the seat here this morning with Mr. Belongi. Welcome, Bob. I'm so glad to always see you in that seat when I come in here in the morning.
And good morning, Trish.
We are looking for some rain today, it looks like. Overnight, a 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 56. We're looking for a high today of 73 and a low of 58. And on Tuesday, I have 74 and a low of 57. Wednesday, 79 and 58. And then on Thursday, a high of 75 and 54. Chance of showers throughout the week. Good chance this evening for a 50% chance of showers, and then kind of just hanging out there and being cloudy for the rest of the week. It doesn't look like we're going to get a great deal of motion out of this.
Well, the cooler temperatures and higher humidity do help the fire efforts, but we are seeing some smoke here and there right now. Readings on the west side. Over 100 downtown, though, and off to the east, very good air quality readings. But there's apparently a little smoke being generated over in the foothills of the west side. So we will find out what is going on with that. And, of course, all this information brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So, gosh, it seems like a long time since I've been on the show, and it's not Thursday. If anybody's calling in and going, oh, my gosh, I lost 3 or 4 days, as you're all aware now, Carl and Linda are on a vacation, and that, good for them. They really need that time and don't take much time off. So sometimes you just have to get clear out of the area to enjoy yourself, and we know they are. But so I'm going to be filling in a little bit this week, and a lot has happened. My goodness, where do you begin to start about this, the goings on in this United States and in Shasta County? And I think I have to open up right off this morning with the hearings on Judge Brett Kavanaugh. I'm not one to actually get involved in hearings and things because usually, they go on and on and they
good
don't amount to
material
much.
Material for sleeping.
Exactly. However, I just felt that I really, really wanted to see firsthand how far they would take this thing with Kavanaugh and this hearing and when she finally showed up back there and the whole thing. And I got to tell you that I'm kind of really worried about this country. This was the most disgraceful, ludicrous, lowest thing that I've seen in our political farce of a country in a long, long time.
I'm worried on a deeper level.
There are no words.
Because this weapon of mass media destruction, and let us call it that, means that right now, any man who achieves any position whatsoever is vulnerable by a single word or innuendo lacking a shred of proof. Any guy can be absolutely destroyed simply by innuendo, and there is no defense against this. It could have happened 50 years ago, and there is no defense against this. Have really bad things happened? Oh, you bet! But this unleashing of this ability to... You don't think this will ever be misused? I think we're seeing it misused right now. I think Me Too is a weapon that will be used to the extent that the backlash will be memorable.
Well, and I will tell you that I take a little bit different slant on it because I think it's frightful. Should a woman who comes forward with an allegation be listened to? Should she be heard? Absolutely. And should she have every opportunity, for whatever reason that she held it back that long, to prove her case? But just be believed because she said it? Absolutely not. We still, and if we fight hard enough as a whole, we can bring back the fact that in this country, you're innocent until proven guilty. And I'll tell you what I think is going to make the difference. I think that at some point, all these women that are absolutely saying they must be believed, these women are also have fathers. And they have sons. And are you telling me as a mother that if someone is going to come up 50 years, 30 years, 40 years later and accuse my son and automatically be believed, that I'm supposed to, as a woman, just because this woman has spoken, disbelieve and immediately believe all that trash about my father, about my son, about my husband? I think, I guess maybe I'm a Pollyanna in some respect, but I think, and if you look at the conversation that's going out in the media now, the polls that are being taken, a whole lot of women are going and stepping back and going, you know, this is a bit much. But when they got into that testimony and started looking at his yearbook and trashing people and making up stuff about words that were in there, and when they got into his calendar, I sat there and thought, what am I watching?
Yeah.
Is this the United States Senate? Is this the prestigious group of individuals who make laws to run this country, or is this a joke?
Well, I'm thinking Salem circa 1692. Now that we mentioned.
I don't know. I watched. I have to admit that I did not watch the entire questioning of Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. I had a hard time just kind of swallowing some of the. This woman is supposed to be a professional doctor, psychologist, whatever. She acted like I'm sorry, but that very affected speech and that childlike innocence of not knowing or understanding basic words and terms, and I mean, she had been so heavily coached in this week. But so many other things pop into my mind when I think about some of the questions they asked. Her lack of knowledge of the fact that the Senate had agreed to come to California. Her nonsense about not flying and then find out she flies all over the world. Her absolute clarity on a couple of issues and her absolute lack of knowledge about anything else that happened. Is you got to be a real, I believe anything a woman says kind of person to buy that whole line of, I mean, I just kept sitting there thinking, this, you got to be kidding me. This cannot be something people are actually buying.
And what I was seeing here was nobody's mind is being changed. This is
That's
all
exactly
about
right.
Preaching to the choir and the hysteria. Like I said, I'm thinking Salem witch trials here, where, you know, people were hanged without a shred of credible evidence.
You know, did you see the exchange of the envelope?
No.
Well, that had to be. That had to be the
it's theater.
It was theater, and I can't believe that they honestly didn't, that they honestly expected that envelope exchange would happen on tape. And I'm sure they were appalled when they found out it had actually not only been recorded, but that the media had come out and shown it. You would have thought they would have hidden that because they're so deeply entrenched with the Democrats and the whole thing. But when that senator walked up to the attorney and slipped him an envelope when he put in his breast pocket, that was an exchange of money for anybody to you know, these attorneys that are actually pro bono. My foot, they're being paid off by the Democratic senators who set this whole thing up. It was theater at its best, but it was sad. To realize that that's actually our United States government at work.
Let us look at the timing and let us look at the circumstances. The frantic need of the Democrats is to delay the appointment of a conservative Supreme Court justice. Absolutely any means necessary.
Absolutely.
Until after November, when they hope their banking, their whole card is a shift in the balance of power, and then they can, you know, because it's all about getting rid of a duly elected president.
That's right.
That half the country, popular vote wise, over half the country, chose this person, whether we thought he was the best choice or not. We made that choice, and the whole idea is to nullify that election. I believe that constitutes a coup.
I think that's where we're going, and we're not done with this conversation, but we are going to take a break and come back, and then at 7:30 we have a guest, but we'll finish up this thought process on the other side of this break.
And the KCNR's Free Fire Radio, of course, is brought to you this quarter hour by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service, all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. They got your warranties, got your guarantees, and 7-day-a-week, 24-hour service. That is Alliance Heating and Air. You can check them out at 221-2642 or go to the website at homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air, a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Yeah, you'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Redding community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
720 on KCNR's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. They got three branches now serving Shasta and Tehama counties on California Street in Redding, East Cypress Avenue in Redding, and South Main Street in Red Bluff. Cornerstone Community Bank, inviting you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. BankCornerstone.com.
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State. Hey, jump into the chat room at www.kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. We've been talking this morning a bit about the Kavanaugh hearings and a couple of final comments that I'd like to make about that. I think that I'm very proud of the fact that he has not folded. I was fearful, and I think a lesser person would probably have just said, wow, I can't do this. But at this point, I think it's very clear that they have set out and pretty successfully embarrassed his family. If he were to back off now and walk away, his life literally, as he knows it and as his family knows it, would be over because they have
disgraced.
Absolutely. And once that, it's like, you know, when did you stop beating your wife?
Yeah.
Once you've said that out there, it's there's always going to be that doubt in somebody's mind.
I'm wondering if Clarence Thomas is having flashbacks right now.
Well, I think that's true. But the other thing that is so frightening about this absolute 100% onslaught by the press and by the Democratic Party, and the lack of the willingness of the Republicans until just very recently to fight back. Is that who in their right mind is going to step forward with any qualifications or a life and put themselves up for this kind of treatment?
Mitch pushed the nuclear button already.
They should have called the vote on this a month and a half ago. I'm confident that is going to happen this week. I don't think that they're going to let it go beyond the week that they said they would for yet another FBI hearing or study, which they kept repeating that they don't make findings. They just give you the facts. We've got all of those. They've done this with this particular person six times. He's certainly been around for a long enough time that I think they probably know everything there is to know about Brett Kavanaugh and everybody else, aside from the fact that all three of the allegations have been not only not substantiated, but refuted by everyone else who has been involved in them. I think this is probably, well, I would hope, probably not. They can't go much lower. I wouldn't imagine that they could dig this out. Between the attacks on anybody who happens to be a Trump supporter or a conservative in restaurants and any place else, And I'm afraid that it's going to end badly. I think that somebody there, when you unleash people with a fervor to go out and attack anybody you disagree with, this is going to end badly. It's got to. Somebody is going to go too far, and somebody's going to end up being hurt in all of this.
A century ago, they called them Bolsheviks.
It's a sad state of affairs that we're in, and I don't. You know, I'm not saying certainly that the Republicans are always right or that the Democrats are always wrong, but this has gone beyond sane and political warfare. This is just as I think Kavanaugh referred to the advise and consent process that they were going through turned into a search and destroy, and I'm just so absolutely proud that he did not step back and said, you're not getting, no, I'm not going away. And I believe that, God, Lindsey Graham, are you kidding? I've never seen that much fire come out of him ever. I have been not happy with Mr. Graham from the beginning of this, and I was impressed with his conversation and finally coming out and going after them. So, I think we have a caller coming in, which we're happy to take.
We do. We're going to throw a couple of switches here. And, Jerry, you are live on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Trish. Trish, if I was advising Judge Clark or Judge Kavanaugh, I would say get out right now. Because even if he gets it, man, his kids are going to... It'll just intensify the attacks on him. When he's seen it, it'll never end. His kids will go through, 8 years of harassment. And the left is, they're out for blood. Man, they're not stopping for anything.
I would submit this is the time to take a stand, Jerry.
Heck, even when he goes back to being a judge on the appeals court or whatever, he would still be harassed. That shoot, I would just go to Panama City for a couple of years and get out of Dodge. This is just
no.
completely ridiculous. And just like you said, this can turn ugly.
Well, and I so disagree with you. Only from and certainly more from the country standpoint than Judge Kavanaugh's. I think that he is a fighter. And he's a good man, and I don't think he's going anywhere, and I'm awfully glad of that. Because I will tell you that if, in fact, he had gone away, because that's certainly what they thought he would do.
Caving in under pressure.
That was, I think they never anticipated for 1 minute that it would go this far. I think that they thought they had done a good enough job just in the questioning process. I think that's why she didn't bring it out sooner. Because they knew they had a weak case. And now they've tried to bolster it with all of the other nonsense. I think they're absolutely amazed that he still is there, that he didn't walk away, that the president did not withdraw the nomination, that McConnell didn't call off the hearings or not hold. I think they've been surprised all the way down the line. And I will tell you that personally, I think they're in for a way bigger surprise in November. Because I think this blue wave that they're looking for, is going to be the reddest thing that we've seen in a midterm election ever, because I believe that they've just gone too far. Maybe that's a positive, way too positive attitude, but I kind of felt this way at the election when Donald Trump was elected and everybody thought there wasn't a chance in heck. I think those same people and way more of them are hanging out there right now. I don't think they want to talk about the fact that they're supporting Donald Trump or Kavanaugh or the Republicans. But I think that's exactly what's happening. And I think a lot of Democrats, because I do believe that there are sane Democrats out there that are not this... excuse me, I have a frog in my throat. I don't think that they're all insane. And I think some of those are going to come forward and say enough is enough. So we'll see. But I'm awfully glad that he didn't back off.
Well, if the Republican base will get off their butt and vote in November, then what you say could happen. Let's just cross our fingers and hope that what you say comes true, that there's a backlash against all this insanity.
Well, I can't help but think there has to be, or I'm really wrong about what the real good, I think this country is stronger, and there are more good people than we know about. I think we tend to hear the news from the metropolitan centers and the large cities where all this insanity goes on. But having been across this United States 3 times in the last 10 years and in and out of these small communities, I'm telling you, I think there's some awful good people out there that are still sane. I'm hoping that they all go to the polls.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry, for calling.
You bet. Thank you.
Yeah, I think we are better than that. This is not the time to fold the cards and step away from the table. And I'm not a confrontational sort of... I believe in working things out, but when your back is against the wall, it's time to stand all the way up and go, oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was, not that I wasn't fearful a couple of times along the way. That he would just and lesser men would have, and certainly the conversation that must have gone on with he and his family and his daughters and is this over for them? Probably not. But I think you can't bend. And when things are happening to people like Senator Cruz and his wife, and even eventually, the business owners, the people, that restaurant owner, if I'm not mistaken, I could hear in the background when they threw Senator Cruz and his wife out or harassed them to the point where they left, that that restaurant owner was wanting those people to get out of his business. He was not happy about that. And I think at some point, if someone can lead the way, I think there's enough people that are strong that will follow. It's up to the Democrat or the Republicans, I think, at this point to do that. I don't know whether there are enough of them. And we hope there are, because...
Well, we can make it real quick.
Okay, we have another caller. Okay, hold on just a second. We're anxious to go to the phone because I love it when I spark a conversation.
All right, it's Chris on the line. Chris, make it succinct, sir.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Trish. Just a little another look at this topic we're discussing with Kavanaugh. First off, I admire that man's constitution to no end.
Yes.
I mean, I watched the hearing on him, and I think I've sat through most of it in tears.
I did, too.
Just seeing what they did to his wife and family and so forth. But I think they're – no, you're going to become a kook, but I'm going to go out there. I think if this continues on this path, I think we're going to see the end of heterosexual dating in this country.
Well, you know, certainly – I think the women's movement, I don't disagree with you. The women's movement, well, boy, that's a whole other conversation. I probably shouldn't go there.
I'm thinking guys are just going to go totally turtle at this point, which may be the idea.
Well,
that's what I'm wondering, because I think back in my past and gals I dated and so forth, who knows who's going to come out of the woodworks?
Well, yeah.
And I didn't do anything bad, trust me.
Well, I think, but there isn't. I mean, there isn't anybody, as someone stated this morning on something I was listening to, there isn't anybody that doesn't have something in their background that put into out into the media and flashed out there in a really gross way that you wouldn't be embarrassed about. Well, there's got to be something in everybody's background, and when you just make it up, it's harder to defend, which is exactly what's happening here. You cannot disprove a lie.
Like I said, it's a weapon of mass media destruction.
They come out
is Jeff Sessions in all of this? Where's the investigation of Feinstein?
Well, you know, that's a whole other conversation, is it not, Chris?
I mean, that's a Where's Waldo moment with Jeff Sessions. What has he accomplished as his position right now?
Well, certainly there's a couple of calls that over the weekend for investigations, not only into Senator Feinstein. And I'll tell you what, that's the first time I've ever seen her that visibly frustrated and backing up in conversation. She
was completely baffled.
Yeah,
yes,
well, this
she
was after Kamala Harris got handed her own hat.
Well, there's a lot of conversation there among senators in the House and what have you, and a lot of calls for investigations and look-sees at a lot of different things. I hope springs eternal. I'm the forever optimist. I hope and pray that in fact something is going to come of this. Thanks, Chris, for calling.
And the backing off of Jeff Flake and what he has done, I think that was a McCain support issue there.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right.
Hey, we got to run.
Thanks, Chris. I wish you'd have called in a little earlier, and I wish we had more time to go with this. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back on the other side with our guest.
Yes, indeed, we do have those bills to pay. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Crackmaster. They know the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. Don't fool around with a crack or a chip in the windshield. Get it fixed the right way. That is the Crackmaster way. Chips up to the size of a quarter, cracks 24 inches long. You can get your vehicle taken in for a free inspection, or take your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. Get that windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. That is Crackmaster. He will not disappoint you. They're at 3208 South Market. Call 241. That's 241-8373, 241-8373 for your appointment today from Crackmaster.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Cascade Theater presents Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Graham Nash. Graham Nash has penned and performed some of the most iconic songs of the past 50 years, from the Hollies, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, to his own solo career. Nash's songs are legendary. Graham Nash at the Cascade Theater with an intimate evening of stories and songs, October 3rd. Get tickets before they're all sold out at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
At 737, KCNR's Free Fire Radio rolling on. This portion of the program brought to you by Cal North Forestry. They got a team of expert arborists. Maybe you've got some mess to clean up on your property. Maybe you were affected by the fire. Well, you'll want to call these folks at Cal North Forestry, 530-200-8123. If your property was affected by the car fire, they will donate 2 hours of their services. That is Cal North Forestry. They're a member of your community and a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is Community Radio for the North State. It's not Thursday, but it is Trish Clark, and I'll be your host this week. Carl and Linda are enjoying their vacation, so thank you for joining us. And I'm joined in the studio now by a great friend of Reading, June Bell Skeet, and she's the CEO of I Love Reading.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning, June. So we have a celebration coming up. Tell us what's going on. We all love to celebrate.
We do. And
especially
I think,
Reading.
Absolutely, and I think Reading deserves it. Reading really needs it, especially after all the fires, and we have given them something to come out and celebrate. So Reading was incorporated 131 years ago on October 4th, 1887. And so we have presented something to City Council. I Love Reading has, iLoveReading.com has presented something to City Council, and the mayor has given a proclamation and will hand it to us physically on October 4th, which is this Thursday at 5:30. So we want everybody to come out. And that will be at the Old City Hall. That's 1313 Market Street. So we want everybody to come out and enjoy, see the proclamation, enjoy the city with us, because the city is actually going to give out restaurant buy one, get one frees or specials. If they go to CelebrateReading.com, you'll be able to see what deals are going to be given that night just because they want to give back as well. So it doesn't cost anything. If there's restaurants out there that like to be a part of this, all they have to do is go to CelebrateReading.com and sign up saying, I want to be a part of this. I'd like to give a free appetizer or a buy one, get one free just for this night. So all of Reading gets to eat buy one, get one free.
Oh,
or I have
that's
a special
marvelous
goodie that night.
Yeah, absolutely. So and again, all they have to do is go online.
Yes.
And they'll be able to get these certificates. And then the proclamation and what have you over Old City Hall, that's right across the street.
Yes.
From where we are here in the studio. And
yes.
So is it going to be room for all those people in that building? Or
we're going to do it outside on the lawn.
Oh, nice.
Great question. And as far as the certificates, you don't have to print anything out. Just go to CelebrateReading.com. Each restaurant that has accepted that task, they're going to actually enjoy being a part of that. They already know that. So when you come in, just say, I'm here for Celebrate Reading. And what we would like you to do is, I love Reading, is, you know, every birthday you get a wish, right?
You get
to be able to. So we'd like to be able to, I'd like to personally say, I'd like to cancel off some things for Reading. So maybe you agree with me. Maybe the public will as well. I'd like to cancel poverty flats and no more homelessness issues and no more high crime. And I'd like to declare over our city that we would be prosperous. You know, we'd have prosperity. And it'd bring you Prosperity Heights instead of Poverty Flats. And a birthday wish would be come out, everybody, and then document what you did for your birthday. Did you go out to View 202 or Logan's or Marie Callender's, take a picture? Send what you would like that would be positive to give back to Reading as far as a birthday wish.
I think that's a great idea. You know, we've got, there's so many negative things going on, and I think we tend in our news media and what have you to dwell on some of the negative because it's
absolutely
in your face all day, every day. And so I think a birthday wish, gosh, that was, I think birthdays are the best thing. I remember as a child how special birthdays were. That was your day, like you say.
It is.
That you were able to have, my mother made it very special. You didn't have to do your chores, and you got your choice of the birthday cake and your wish. I mean, when it wasn't about money, it was about those special feelings and things. So the sky's the limit when you make a birthday wish. You can wish for anything. So there's a lot of positive things we could wish for for Reading and Shasta County and this whole wonderful area that we live with, and maybe even just recognize all the wonderful things we already have. Instead of dwelling on the negativity.
We have so much to be thankful for. I mean, look at our city coming together for this fire. You know, disaster relief teams and disaster hubs that you can go and get food and clothing and whatever you need. And people are giving so much that they have to give donations somewhere else because as far as clothing and food and supplies because there's no more room for it. So they've created hubs just to get that food into a location that everybody knows that's exactly where they can go. But as far as the fire, you know, the victims are still hurting. There's a lot of woundedness. And so maybe somebody could pick up the bill for them. And even though it's a buy one, get one free, just say, hey, I want to bless you tonight.
Yeah.
I want to be able to
pay
go
it
back
forward.
Into, pay it forward. Yes. And if they want to give back to the fire victims this year, we will have Giving Tuesday in November. And you can give to iLoveReading.com. And all of the proceeds, every bit, 100% will go back to the fire victims. Or, excuse me, to the fire department, because we need, there's some underfunded items there for the fire department, so we feel like Reading needs to be able to give back to the fire department, those heroes that have given back to us, those rapid responders.
Yeah, absolutely. All of the people that are involved in the fire departments and the law enforcement agency, all of the first responders in our community, so much has been given, and you're right, that's a good thing, and we'll be talking a lot about the Giving Tuesday, because that's one of the great opportunities in Shasta County in the area to give back to all of the different organizations that are, and there'd be a whole bunch of them involved in that. We'll be talking about that a lot in the next
few
weeks.
That's wonderful. Well, don't forget I love Reading, because we do want to bless our fire department with that.
Well, thanks, June. Any final information that you'd like to give us about this event this coming Thursday?
Yes, this Thursday at 5:30 at 1313 Market Street, the Old City Hall. It will not last long, and then you can come and enjoy seeing our first and only proclamation being handed over by Mayor Christian Schrader. And then just a few words will be spoken, and everybody will depart to their favorite restaurant.
For the buy one, get one free.
Yes, or free appetizers. There'll be a special.
Absolutely. Some kind of special, and you'll be able to go online at
CelebrateReading.com.
and find out all of those restaurants that have signed up to enjoy this and be a part of it. It sounds like a great party.
Thank you.
And the rain is not going to happen on Thursday night.
That's exactly right. So come out and join us.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And we'll be right back after this message from our sponsor.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio at 7:45 is sponsored by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, 222-2750. They are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, or one of the very, very few, at least. That's Four Winds Jewelry, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew your spirit. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, we kindly welcome you to indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul. With catered and customized treatments, our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Spa, our primary goal is that after visiting with us, you are relaxed and revitalized from your personal spa experience. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, spend an hour, or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products. We are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation at Wind River Spa.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KZNR.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
And it is 11 minutes now in front of 8 o'clock on KCNR's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what you need in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North Strait. It's Trish Clark this morning, going to be with you most of this week, and have I have a special guest coming in at 8 o'clock, Chief Mike Johnson from the city of Anderson, and we'll be talking about some things down in that neck of the woods. Kind of finish up on the conversation we started in the first half about a lot of the stuff that's going on in this community and or in this country. Judge Kavanaugh and that whole process and I again will say I'm so very pleased that he has stuck it out and is not going anywhere, and that the rest of the Republicans are actually starting for the first time in a long time to have a little bit of a backbone. I quite frankly am fairly disgusted with the Republican Party and their lack of support of this president that was duly elected by the people. They've had an opportunity to really accomplish some great things in the last year and a half, and they really have not taken advantage of that opportunity. I mean, they, as you all remember, told us, well, we only have the House, we need the Senate, and then we gave them the Senate, and they said, yeah, but we don't have the presidency, and so we gave them the presidency, and they really had an opportunity to accomplish some really great things that they've been complaining about that they couldn't do over the many, many years. And they, quite frankly, have taken very little advantage of that. We have an upcoming election, and I think it's so important, not only at the local level, but right up through the Senate and the House, that we maintain those majorities and, in fact, increase them. And I think this is even if you got a Republican that isn't as good as you'd like him to be, he's better than the Democrat that would replace him. And we really need to make sure that we maintain those houses and both houses and then hold their feet to the fire to support this president that we have elected and let him go for the things that he said he was going to do. I can't encourage you enough to convince you how important it is that you get out and vote. We have an upcoming election here, in a local election. I talk to people all the time who say, oh, you know, I only vote in a presidential election. I have to tell you that there's so many, the people that we elect here at the local level impact our lives so much more on a daily basis than the things that are happening at the federal level. And that's where you really can get in and control the future of your communities.
On that topic, I do have a question that I would like to tap into your political and experience acumen. There are allegations being tossed out willy-nilly that some local representatives do not, in fact, live in the area of responsibility, i.e. there is an accusation of a city council person not living in the city. There's been accusations leveled against Jim Nielsen that he does not live in his district. You could either make these accusations and rumor mongering, you know, carping, if you will, or you could actually do something. And if you have proof, see, here's this thing, proof that can be acted upon. Because you're talking about an illegal act. Well, if you have knowledge of an illegal act and you do not take that to the proper authority, if you just whisper it out on the street, what are you accomplishing? What would you advise that person who has, obviously, solid proof of this malfeasance to do?
Well, and quite frankly, there is only one course of action. It's very frustrating. If you... you must, number one, be a resident of the district you're complaining about in order to make the allegation.
But what does the person who is bringing these accusations
they
do?
They need to take it to the Secretary of State. And that's exactly. And you know, it's very true that, let's be clear, Jim Nielsen doesn't live in his district. There's no question about that. Mm-hmm. Mark Sabula, who was our District 2 supervisor, lived in downtown Reading. And was pretty flagrant about the fact that he walked back and forth on a regular basis to his office, and he was a District 2 supervisor, did not live in District 2, mm-hmm. had a rental, had his, but no one from District 2 would ever make that accusation. If you recall way back, I mean, my goodness, before I ran for the Board of Supervisors, they were after recalling Pete Peters because he had ran for office when he lived in Shingletown, had moved down to Reading, had been there for the last couple of years, no longer in his district, and they were after recalling him about the fact he didn't live in his district. Having said that, it doesn't ever very often go any place when they make those accusations. And so probably you're going to think I'm probably the rumor and getting people to stop and think about it and go out and find out where he actually does live or she. It is important from my point of view that you live in the district you are. The courts and the jurisdictions don't seem to care much.
Mm.
That's been my experience with it, because I certainly was pretty upset about a couple of the things that happened in Shasta County over the years, and they never went anyplace.
So the appropriate authority is the Secretary of State, which
right.
may or may not give a damn about anything that happens north of Woodland.
Well, that's it. And you file the paperwork, and it kind of runs through the mill. And I remember having the conversation with the clerk of the or county clerk here, and they kind of just said, well, you're nothing I can do about it. They sign under penalty of perjury that they are a resident and that that's where they live. And that's all I do with it. And if you want to take it up, it has to be a citizen from that district, District 2 in that case, or District 1 in this case.
Bringing a suit.
That brings this allegation, and they must file paper with the Secretary of State.
And if you wanted to bring it to some sort of legal action, then you're the one ponying up the bucks.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So, and that's generally why it goes to the rumor mill, and they just kind of spread that around and leave it for people.
Well,
it went so far, and Mark, please forgive me, because your name just came up, and that was the first one that came into my thought. Because I remember at that time that someone actually went out and spent the night in a van across from where he was supposed to have lived and was shadowing the place to prove that, in fact, he didn't live there. And that they never would come pony up the money to go to the Secretary of State to do it.
It would seem to me that your other recourse would be to go to Kinko's and get the petitions going and sign up for and get the recall mill.
There you go.
Because we do have that tool in the toolbox to initiate a recall if you can convince enough people that you have the facts of this matter.
And enough people care.
Yeah.
And that kind of was where it died, because not enough people did to make a difference, and what difference did it make anyway?
I was just curious.
Yeah.
My thing was, take it to the appropriate authority.
Yeah, and that is the Secretary of State, and you file an out, and then it would be processed, and what would come of it over a period of time, I suppose. I mean, if you actually could prove it, I'm sure it's true. The issue is, they've challenged Senator Nielsen on it many times, and if you want to, you can go ahead and believe that he lives in that double wide and not in the great big house where he spends most of his time, but okay. Nobody seems to care enough to make too much about it.
Yeah, Murray called it. It's like watching sausage being made.
Exactly. But I you know, back to the topic about, I'm hoping that people realize how important it is that you get out and vote. And I have a set of numbers that I kind of like to throw out to just get people's thought process going. In a population of, say, 1,000 people, of those 1,000 people, you probably have, let's say, 800 of them that are qualified to vote. It could be registered. And of that 800 that are qualified and are legal voters, perhaps about 500 of them or 400 of them are actually registered to vote for any election. And of that 400 or 500, only about 15 to 20% of them actually go to the polls. So you figure a population of 1,000 people, and you might have 150 to 200 of those people that in fact are actually voting in an election, but all 1,000 of them complain.
The results. Yeah.
And so if you really want to make a difference and have the right to complain and change what you don't like or support what you do, then you need to get out and register to vote and vote. And then you have the right. I used to challenge people who would complain to me when I was in office. And in fact, if they'd make me really angry, I'd go find out if they in fact were registered to vote. And when they weren't, and they would complain to me, I would tell them to go away.
You have
You're part of the problem.
You have no dog in this fight.
don't even talk to me. You didn't vote in the election. I don't want to hear from you. So you can't complain if you're not part of the process.
Another hour of Trish Clark coming up after the top of the hour here on KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They took it right down to the wire, bumping up against the U.S.-imposed midnight deadline. The U.S. and Canada reaching a deal on a NAFTA replacement. President Trump calls it a wonderful new trade deal. On Twitter this morning, the president writes that it solves many deficiencies and mistakes in NAFTA. Mr. Trump about to hold a Rose Garden news conference to talk about the pact. The agreement is fueling a rally on Wall Street. The key average is up sharply this morning. Democrats and Republicans are feuding over whether the FBI is getting enough freedom to thoroughly investigate the allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
Democrat Amy Klobuchar tells CBS's Face the Nation the investigation can work if the FBI is allowed to do its job.
Instead of having it be micromanaged by the White House.
Which says that's not what's happening.
The Senate is dictating the terms.
Trump spokeswoman Sarah Sanders telling Fox News Sunday the president says the FBI will have free rein. The Bureau yesterday interviewed Deborah Ramirez, one of Kavanaugh's three accusers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It's feared the death toll, currently 844, will rise significantly in the wake of a powerful earthquake and tsunami that devastated the Indonesian island of Sulawesi. The BBC's Rebecca Henschke says tens of thousands have been left homeless.
Survivors here are sleeping out in tents in the ruins of their homes and say they have received no aid and are running out of clean water and food.
Authorities appealing for heavy equipment to move mountains of debris. A sunrise observance this morning in Las Vegas in memory of the 58 people killed in the mass shooting at a concert 1 year ago. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 265 points, a gain of 1%. The S&P, 20 points higher, and the NASDAQ is up 43. More on these stories at townhall.com.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20.
The head of the UN Refugee Agency says a few of the millions of Syrians living abroad have managed to return home, and he complains that rescues at sea on the Mediterranean have been taken hostage by politics and must be restored. The UN official also urging Myanmar's government to do more to foster conditions for Rohingya Muslims to return home. Hundreds of thousands of Rohingyas have fled to neighboring Bangladesh to escape a bloody crackdown since August of last year. The two winners of this year's Nobel Prize in Medicine made discoveries that constitute a landmark in the fight against cancer, according to a statement from the Nobel panel that awarded the prize. James Allison of the University of Texas and Tasuku Honjo of Japan's Kyoto University did parallel work to stimulate the body's immune system's ability to attack cancerous tumors. News and analysis at townhall.com. Gone, but certainly not forgotten, one of the heroes of 9/11, honored over the weekend in a charity run through a tunnel connecting Brooklyn and Lower Manhattan.
Firefighter Stephen Siller was off duty when he heard the planes crashed into the World Trade Center. In full gear, carrying his 60-pound pack, he ran through the tunnel to get to the Twin Towers, but never made it out alive. Volunteer firefighter Joseph Sutton from Port Chester, New York, didn't know Siller, but wanted to honor him by wearing his gear to do the run.
Absolutely exhausted. I don't know how Stephen did it. And he ran full bore through that tunnel and lost his life. God bless that man. God bless his family.
The money raised goes to help families of fallen firefighters. Julie Walker, New York.
China's export orders shrank last month. A couple of new surveys conclude the tariff battle with Washington taking a toll on the world's number two economy. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. It's Monday morning at about 5 minutes after 8. And no, it's not Carl and Linda Vaught. It's Trish Clark, and it's not even Thursday. And I'm going to be here with you this week while Linda and Carl are out vacationing and enjoying themselves. And I thank you for joining us here this morning. We're looking at a high today of 73, a low this evening of 58, a slight chance of showers, and a 50% chance of showers this evening. On Tuesday, 74 and a low of 57. Wednesday, 79 and a low of 58. And Thursday, 76 and 54. Kind of carries on into the rest of the week, and a chance of showers all week long. Mostly like in about a 20% chance. And I think we're looking at just kind of cloudy and cool and high humidity. And that's probably good for the fires.
Right. Trish, currently over on the west side, we're seeing some smoke indications. Not sure where that's coming from. Could be a holdover from the Delta or one of these other incidents. Midtown and east side all in the healthy range. West side, though, we are seeing some smoke numbers up in the high 100s. So if you go out that way, especially out towards, if you are an asthmatic or someone with some kind of breathing difficulty, might want to steer clear of that part of the area until it has a chance to clear out. We're not sure where that smoke is coming from, but we do see smoky conditions over on the west side. And all of this information brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. I am joined in the studio right now with one of my very favorite people, Chief Mike Johnson, City of Anderson Police Department. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, when I have an opportunity to control the mic for 4 days, they're certainly going to find out that we want to bring them up to date on what's happening in the other city in Shasta County, one of the other cities in Shasta County. And I always like to highlight what's going on in Anderson.
Yeah, it's funny you say. I was sitting here thinking as I walked in, well, it's not Thursday. I usually come on a Thursday show, not a Monday.
I know. And you know what's funny is that people turn on the radio, and they're so used to me being on Thursday. I have to remind them that, no, you didn't miss 3 or 4 days of the week, because that's the first thing that goes through your mind. But, yeah, we're going to be here for 4 days this week, so we'll begin talking about a lot of different things and certainly hearing some stuff from the city of Anderson. But we have off the air, we were talking about a great event here in Reading on Saturday night.
Yeah, it was a great event. Hats off to the city of Reading. The food trucks. I came and hung out at the food trucks and, you know, played a little cornhole and had some food and hung out with some friends. And it was just a great event. A lot of good people. We weren't bothered by transients or any other the colorful population that we don't want to be around. It was well controlled, well attended, and well put together.
Good, good, good. You know, we have been enjoying the food trucks down in the city of Anderson while all of the discussion and planning stages were going on up here with the Reading venue, which is where it had intended to start in the first place. We've certainly enjoyed it and had some great venues down in the city of Anderson at the Anderson River Park down there and other locations. At Christmas time, we had some downtown. So I think it's a marvelous idea, and there's certainly enough of it to go all the way around. I'm glad that was a great event.
Yeah, and, you know, we'd like that to be successful wherever they have it in the county. So to come up and have that atmosphere and have that success was really a big deal. Again, congratulations, City of Reading. Great event. Hope it continues.
Yeah, that's good. So, and I'm not sure what their schedule is, and I'm sure they've been talking about that. But that's great. And we want to encourage them to continue to come down to the Anderson River Park, too, because we love them down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, yeah. We do.
So along with all of that, gosh, we haven't had you on here in a long time, Mike.
You haven't.
So let's just talk. Well, first off, we always assume that everybody knows everything. So let's tell them, first off, a little bit about Mike Johnson.
Well, let's tell them a little bit about the what time of year it is. It's October, which is my favorite month of the year. There's a lot that goes on right now.
Well, there is. There's the Oktoberfest, and there's all kinds of dinners, and there's certainly Halloween. But already the Halloween
salmon
decorations.
Salmon in the river, and deer season, and baseball playoffs, and we got football, both college and NFL, going. It's October's a good month.
I think it is, but, you know, I have to tell you that I had a great discussion over the weekend. I went Friday to watch my oldest grandson in Argonaut in Jackson to play football. And realized that a lot of the conversation that I'm having with people is about high school football and about college football, and not so much NFL.
Yeah, well, they continue to shoot themselves in the foot on
the
NFL.
Do they not? And I'm kind of done with it, and I'm finding that a lot of other people are kind of done with it, too, but we all like our football.
Yeah.
And it is October. We got to get involved in it. So.
Oh, I'm right there with you. I used to watch NFL games, at least a couple of the games on Sunday, every Sunday, and I don't anymore because I'm just so tired of the ridiculous politics and, you know, any organization that allows people not to stand up and appreciate the country that they're thriving from really disappoints me.
Well, and I think that Nike, I think, talk about shooting themselves in the foot, their sales. And all of these big companies, I mean, there's sporting goods stores, chain sporting goods stores across the United States that are not stocking anything from Nike.
Yeah, well.
I think, you know, I don't know. I'm.
How could you not see that coming? I don't get that.
I'm the forever optimist because I honestly believe that this country, we're better than that. We're smarter than that. We hear about all of the people that are wing nuts and are doing weird things and are off on these crazy marches and what have you. The bulk of this country is pretty sane. I'm a forever optimist. I think we're going to get out of this mess.
Well, you know, Tricia, you've heard and you know that history repeats itself. If you look over, you know, time, you always see that. A couple months ago, maybe it was about a month and a half ago, the Record Searchlight put out a little special edition in their paper about 1968, 50 years ago. And it showed some of the exact same things. You know, you had athletes on the podium at the Olympics protesting because of race. You had, I mean, it just one thing after another, if you look through this paper, is the same things that are going on today. It's just amazing that we just sometimes as a nation and as people don't learn.
The pendulum seems to swing way one way mm-hmm. and then come back, and we have a moment of sanity someplace there in the middle, and then it swings in the other direction.
Well, I'll tell you what, in law enforcement, we're waiting for that pendulum to come back somewhere towards the middle or towards our way because it's way off kilter right now.
Well, and certainly exasperated by the fact that we're in the state of California because about the time we think we've handled the latest insane piece of legislation that has totally impacted us and thrown us into a scurry, they managed to come up with yet another one, like this new bail thing that...
You know, Trish, I don't know. Our governor has to be insane. I just don't know about the decisions he makes and the agendas he pushes through. Because anybody in politics or any type of leadership roles or in government, whatever it may be, is supposed to act on behalf of the good of the people. What's the best interest of the people and the communities? And I'll tell you, 9 out of 10 of his decisions always are not in the best interest of our communities. And if you're looking forward, I heard you two discussing politics a little bit about Democrats and Republicans. If you look forward to who our next governor potentially may be, That, you know, whether you're a Democrat, liberal, Republican, or whatever it is, try to think of what's best for this state, because the one that's potentially coming behind Brown is even farther outside the box than he is.
He's going to make Brown
look sane. He wants
to
turn it all into San Francisco.
Yeah. he really is. And it's all it does is keep hurting our communities.
Do you know, I believe I just can't help but think that at some point sanity is going to reign. If all of the good thinking people in the state of California, and there are a lot of them, out of the major big cities and what have you, if we would all go and register to vote and take a friend, you could change this. We really could. People say my vote doesn't count, and that just is not accurate.
That's right. Yeah, it always counts.
It absolutely does. I always remind everybody the first election that I ran when I decided to get involved in all that sanity, the first election that I was in, I won by 3 votes. City of Anderson City Council, I won by 3 votes.
Well, Trish, you know, just what I was saying about we don't learn as a nation, if you don't think that anything's possible and that your vote doesn't count, we just had a presidential election where nobody thought that President Trump stood a chance. And then, lo and behold, he was elected. And that should just show everybody, you know what, you got to get out and vote for your candidate because it's always possible. And if you want to have complaining rights, you have to vote first. You can't complain if you don't vote.
That's exactly right. I talked about that in the last hour, and I just... I'm adamant about it. I think that, and people don't realize that their vote can make a difference. It really can. If all of the people who I know feel strongly enough about this election coming up for the governor, we could, in fact, elect someone who would not finish the destruction of this state.
Well, let's hope that happens.
Well, we're going to take a break on that thought. And if you're not registered, register and take a friend.
And at 8:16, you're listening to KCNR's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, 1250 Hartnell Avenue, 221-4144. They are your authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, KG, or LG, and Klipsch. That's some mighty fine speakers and all kinds of goodies. 32 years in the satellite business, they are your source for Dish Network. Clyde's Enterprises, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is effective life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival.
Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Minutes after 8 o'clock on KCNR's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. They are helping veterans, families, seniors, and business owners since 1993. 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. That is Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
And welcome back. This is KCNR. 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. This is Trish Clark. I'm joined in the studio by Chief of Police of the City of Anderson, Mike Johnson. And we're just talking about whatever comes to our mind. But I do want to ask you, recently you changed your chat with the chief kind of thing to an evening meeting as opposed to the morning. How did that work out?
It worked out very well. We had some different faces that hadn't had a chance to attend, and because they work and they wanted the evening venue, so it was nice. It was hosted by Starbucks. They asked, actually approached me and asked me. They have a nationwide campaign that's something similar. They're calling it Cup with a Cop or something like that. And I told them, well, I have coffee with the chief, and so we kind of combined in the two venues. And they were gracious hosts. They put out coffee and food for everybody, and set up the stores to accommodate the crowd, and it worked out great. It was a really nice deal.
So, we need to take advantage of these kinds of things, and I have to admit that I didn't join you. But what we hear constantly that people they're not informed, they don't know what's going on, they don't have any say in the process, and yet you do this how often?
I've gone to doing it quarterly now. I was doing it monthly, but I do it quarterly now just so, it doesn't become too redundant and something that people are not willing to attend anymore. So, yes, and I do it quarterly, and it is always starts with it's an open, informal forum where, people can come and ask anything they want, tell us any of their concerns, give me ideas about what they think might be fixes for a particular problem or issue in the community, which I really love, by the way, Trish. I'm very wide open to people's ideas all the time, because sometimes people come up with some pretty good things that I will not hesitate to implement and see if we can solve an issue.
What are the biggest issues they bring to your attention?
Well, it's always crime related. It's usually property crime related, theft or houses getting broken into or cars getting broken into. It's always usually that sort of thing. And it always relates back to the zombies they see walking around in the night that are, the drug addicts and people on the bikes that are out stealing and stuff. So,
I've had an occasion twice now, once in the city of Redding, to be out late at night because of some circumstances. I had to go take care of something in Redding late for a friend. and drove down through the middle of Reading, and that's a scary thing. But I've also had that occasion with having to go down for the alarm at the Frontier Senior Center.
Yep.
So, I mean, it goes off, you know, in the middle of the night, and I end up down there at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning with one of your nice, friendly faces accompanying me through the building. And even in Anderson, there are a few of those out there where you think,
no place USA that's safe from that anymore. You have to be very vigilant when you're out and about, and you have to pay attention to your surroundings. And, you know, one of those safety things that I tell people, and I've told them multiple times, is that if you ever are in a situation that doesn't feel right or you think something's not right, the hair stands up on the back of your neck. We call that a clue. You don't just stick your head in the sand and go about your business. You get out of there and go somewhere else or come back later and do it later because if you don't think something's right, something's probably not right and you don't want to become a victim.
Well, and I think that we have the conversation. Oh, I shouldn't have to worry about locking my house and I shouldn't have to do this and I shouldn't have to. We live in America. We shouldn't have to do all of these things.
Well, that's great. You shouldn't have to, but you do.
And that is, you know, we have to be reality, and it could be a lot worse.
Right.
I always caution people to be aware of your surroundings and don't make a victim, as you indicate. Don't be a victim. Don't walk out of a store with your cell phone in your hand and not paying attention to where you're going and what you're doing. Always. I'm always looking around and looking at my car from a distance and who's around it. And if there's anybody around it, then I'm not going there.
So, you know, you asked about, kind of what we talk about at the Coffees with the Chief. We always start with an update of the department and what's going on in the department. And, I have sergeants and different command staff there who run different programs, and we'll give you an update on what's going on with the problem-oriented policing. With detectives, you know, with the CSOs, whatever we got going on, we give an update. And also usually it's attended by the city manager and at least a couple of the council members. So they also have a chance to just give a little update of what's going on in the city, you know, as far as businesses coming in and construction that's going on. And then it's just a two-way conversation with the public. And another theme that's always in these coffees with the chief is it depends what the hot topic is right before the meeting. For instance, with the media had picked up on a fraud scheme that was going on at one of our little gas and go places there, and it was had to do with card swipes and people's credit card numbers and accounts being accessed and used. And so that was also, you know, of course, a topic of discussion. And with that, we try to give a little bit of safety tips about how to avoid becoming a victim. And in that case, you know, it's card swipers that are put on gas pumps are usually done on the pumps that aren't facing the storefront. So if you're using those pumps that are furthest away from the storefront and also opposite where the cameras would be facing, you're more likely to get your card victimized by doing that. So you always try to use those pumps that are facing the storefront or the cameras.
Where the cameras can be. So let's. You said something there. So let's give a little bit of an update. I'm often asked, well, how many officers do you have in the city of Anderson? What kind of a police force have you been able to put together with that half-cent sales tax? So give us a little of that update.
Well, okay. So we have 22 now, with the 23rd going into the academy in January. When I got there, we were at 14 sworn, but really only 13 on the street because one of those was out. So quite a significant turnaround for a city, the population size that we are and the small police force we have. So even adding a single officer in Anderson has a huge impact and does anywhere really, but the smaller you are, the bigger the impact, obviously. So to go from that to where we are now, and that's not just sworn officers, you know, our support staff has increased, and we've added a cadet, and we've added volunteers. We're really doing well.
And canines we have.
We added two canines from when I was there, so we have three total now. Yeah, it's and all because our citizens, and I can't thank the citizens of Anderson enough, passed that sales tax, and that's made really the game changer, the difference for us down there.
Well, absolutely, and the difference being the citizens felt that they could in fact trust the city manager and the city council to do what they said they were going to do with it.
And they have, and they've been true to that. They have not tried to rip away funding from me at all as far as that tax and what was promised. And, you know, and I'm trying to continue to do my part in recruiting, making sure staff stays at full staffing, putting in programs that the community wants and that helps the community. Right back to what we're talking about at the top of the show, you know, it's all about the people we serve and what the people want, not about Mike Johnson or the police department or even the city of Anderson. We're there to serve our community.
You know, and the other thing that I want to talk a little bit about is we have an absolute great group of volunteers.
We absolutely do.
That do so much in the community or involved in so many different things. Kind of give us a rundown of all the different things that volunteer group does.
Trish, I can't give you specifics because it's everything. Those volunteers are involved in everything in our city and everything the police department does, from helping with traffic control and parades, from doing nighttime burglary patrol to, you know, putting together programs for victims of the fire to, I'm just across the board.
I know they're every place. They're lovely, lovely people.
They are.
All of them. And especially the two people that headed up, Dick Richards and his wife. And
his wife, Donna. The volunteer patrol
great people.
Is probably the best liaisons I have for the community and keeping. They not only are out there in the community doing that, but they always keep me in touch with what's going on as well and tell me, hey, Chief, you know, we got this coming up. It'd probably be great if you came out and, you know, or did this or did that, and just invaluable program for me.
Things like you showing up at the community breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center on the first Sunday of the month, which,
yeah.
Mike, is coming up this next Sunday.
On that note,
we're going to take a break,
okay.
And we'll finish that conversation.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. I just took Ted's course. His team of professional NRA instructors will provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California for a limited time. NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents. Take a basic CCW course. Register online at usgunpro.com.
Check if Dave has started his Christmas shopping yet.
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year. Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs and the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Gold Mart's fall clearance sale to his calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Gold Mart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Sherry.
Shop Gold Mart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Are
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Every year, Goldmark Fine Jewelry customers have enjoyed our fall clearance sale, finding everything from that matching band to go with their engagement ring to that absolutely perfect vintage piece. Once again, we've brought together the best selection of one-of-a-kind items, priced them to move, and now's the time to act. The sale has begun, and you'll have till the end of the month to save. Better than Black Friday or online sales. Hurry, make time to visit our massive showroom. If you wait too long, your neighbor will snag that piece you've always wanted. Goldmark Fine Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, Reading.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
It's 8:35 on KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Shameless O'Leary's Irish Pub. They are in the heart of downtown Reading, the only true Irish pub, voted best in the North State every year since 2011. Check them out at 1701 California Street, Suite B. That's Shameless O'Leary.
And welcome back. It is Thursday, or no, it is not Thursday morning. It's Monday morning. I'm confused as well. It's Trish Clark, and I'm usually here on Thursdays, but I'm going to be with you all week, and I'm joined in the studio as we're going this morning with Mike Johnson, Chief of Police of the City of Anderson, and we're just talking about things down in Anderson and what have you and things in general with the police force. And I was teasing Mike before that he's got a history of coming to the breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center on the first Saturday of the month. And reaching, he always putting him to work with some kind of a medical emergency. He bring out his great paramedic skills every time he visits. And it can't happen three times in a row.
So you say.
Well, let's give it a try this Sunday and we'll see.
Okay. All right. That sounds fair enough.
And I'll put out the warning that my God.
Anybody with a medical condition should stay home on Sunday.
There you go. So we've had a lot of really terrible bills and laws that have passed in the state of California over the last several years that have impacted the ability of our police departments and jails and just our local communities to cope with the lawlessness. Can you kind of talk a little bit about some of the worst ones and what you're doing to cope with them and what we can do to get beyond the impacts of those?
Wow, that's a pretty loaded question there.
I know.
Without a doubt, I think AB 109 and the decriminalization of the drugs and drug laws that have hit our state are probably impacting us the most, because we used to use those drug laws, which were felonies, which are now misdemeanors in many cases and in some cases not even prosecutable crimes, to help keep those people locked up who are victimizing our communities. And now we don't have that ability anymore, and that, they've taken that away from us. And then on top of that, they're going retro with felony convictions and letting people out left and right and, you know, putting them back in our communities. We don't really have a parole system to really speak of to any magnitude that it used to be anymore. They put all that onto probation in the counties, and it's a very broken system in California, Trish, and I don't see it getting a whole lot better anytime soon. We're going to have to go back. You know, rehabilitation is okay for a very few, but it's not something you can just blanket across the board and expect it to be the right fit for everybody. A lot of these people don't understand that. They don't care when I'm talking about the criminals. They care nothing about that. They know how to sing the song to get out and get their freedom, but they don't really have the commitment nor the want to change anything. And all they know is crime. And so incarceration becomes the only real mechanism, which is accountability. And when you remove accountability for anything, all you parents out there that know that you have kids, and if you don't hold them accountable, they will walk all over you as little kids. Well, same concept applies here. So really tough situation.
Well, and I think... if I might, I think that's exactly what we're seeing. Our Constitution in this country, as far as I'm concerned, and the ability to grow and become the great nation we are, was based on the fact that for the first several, you know, a couple hundred years, people did the right thing because it was the right thing. Because we were a moral country, founded on good Christian principles, and there weren't, you can't legislate responsibility. You can't pass enough laws to make people that won't behave.
Nope, you sure can't.
You just can't. But now we have a situation where our parents are not teaching their children to be. I mean, there. I was witness a thing on over the weekend, actually, or last weekend, where I was down in at a balloon fiesta down at Montague. And great event. But there was this little child who was walking around kicking rocks up into everybody who was having this great breakfast put on the Elks, by the Elks up there, kicking rocks into everybody's plate and what have you. And the mother was saying something to the effect of, Jeffrey, you're making really bad choices. And, and Jeffrey, little 4-year-old Jeffrey, he was having a great time. And about the time he kicked dirt into this one gentleman's plate, and he grabbed a hold of Jeffrey's arm and said he was going to make a choice, and the mother better make a different choice and get him out of there.
You know? Well, that's a good illustration of of the problem. The
that is
problem.
Exactly the problem. These kids are growing up without any consequences or any guidance as to how you live in an adult world. And that's what you're facing now is all these people who don't know consequences.
That's very true. That is definitely another big piece of the puzzle. But I want to back up to what you're saying about the legislation and stuff that has impacted us mostly. And in California, it's come down to, you know, it's all about money usually, and usually is. So it's overcrowding and overpopulation in the prisons. Well, the crux of the problem seems to be, to me, is why we give the prisoners so many rights. When you go to prison, you should lose your rights, and definitely not to have the ability to sue for humanitarian stuff while you're locked up in prison. And that's really what led to all of this, mm-hmm. is case law and rulings by the Supreme Court and everything else. And here we are in a situation where, you know, we have no accountability in this state, and there's a good portion population of this state that is okay with that, I guess, because they keep voting in and supporting that sort of thing.
Well, and I would say to you once again that the only way that we can turn that situation around is that the sane parts of this state actually go out and register and vote and start turning some of that around and get some people in there that will make choices we can all live with. I've heard some conversation about the opening up of the mental health facility where people will actually be able to be put in for a 72-hour period or what have you. Mm-hmm. Talk about some new beds at the jail. There's some things I know that you're involved in those conversations because that's a countywide. We always kind of talk about the city of Reading, but when all these issues are there, it doesn't just because. Reading's the county seat. That's right. Where those things are. But they impact the entire county and certainly need input from all of the jurisdictions. So are those going to make some differences, make it easier for you to?
I'll tell you what, the probably at the top of that list is the mental health issue that goes on, and that is not just Shasta County. That is absolutely a statewide issue. The bigger problem, well, first of all, you know, maybe instead of building a bullet train, they could have used that money to go to mental health across the state. That would have been a big help. The problem with that is if, let's say, Reading, Shasta County gets their act together and we develop this great mental health facility and we're able to take care of what we need to take care of. The problem with that is if every place else in the state of California, all the other big cities up and down the state don't do the same, they'll start shipping their mental health here. Yeah. Mental health patients here, and then we'll have a bigger problem. So that's why you have to look at that, a problem like that, more regionally, more statewide than you do just countywide. Now, I'm not saying we don't need it and we don't need to start coming up with a fix. I'm just saying everybody does in this state because it's really a big crisis. And, yes, that impacts calls for service huge, because when we go deal with somebody that has mental health issues, maybe they're under the influence of drugs and has mental health issues, well, the under the influence of drugs part has, you know, been decriminalized, so that is a very light part of the fix, but they're just in and out, and we're dealing with them again. And you look at, like, the Reading cops, they're, you know, since you have both of the hospitals here, yeah. That's where they end up going and then kicked out the door, these people are just roaming their street, and they're dealing with them over and over and over and over.
Yeah. Well, it seems like if we have new beds in the jail, that we're, maybe we could take 70 or 80 or 90 of those people off of the streets on a more permanent basis, because I think we found that there's about 70 or 80 of them that are committing most of the crime. They're picked up 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 times a month.
Yeah, well, it's no doubt about it. More jail space equals more people off the street, and we're able to hold more people. That is very true, Trish. But, you know, there's other parts of the equation have to come together, too. Right down to what you're saying about people being accountable and not being somebody else's fault and pointing the finger, right along to parents not looking to coddle their kids and hold kids responsible and teach them what their true value and worth is and responsibility is in the community.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to be right back, and we're going to take a break here, and then we'll finish up this conversation.
And we're about 8:45 here on KCNR 1460. And River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community, surrounded by natural beauty and ample recreation opportunities. It's a beautifully designed community located near Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Sundial Bridge. To see what River Commons can do for you, give them a call to arrange a personalized tour today. That phone number, 530-238-5981, 238-5981, River Commons, Senior Living.
Come out and try to scare. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Halloween Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or a Can-Am Spider. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4 times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drives to play the Plinko board for free slot play Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Can-Am Spider. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. If you are into a bold, confident look, comfort, and road trips, maximize your everyday adventure with the most stylish and street-savvy bike out there. Head down to Wind River and play our Halloween promotion, where you can win a Can-Am Spider from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. 2 winners. Final drawing Wednesday, October 31st. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
They're at it again. It's yet another attempt to add more government bureaucracy to healthcare. This time it's Proposition 8. And who's behind 8? one labor union, trying to impose new government bureaucracy on every medical dialysis clinic in California. It's a complete abuse of our initiative system. And even worse, it puts bureaucracy between patients and their doctors. And Prop 8 will force dialysis clinics to cut back services or shut down, sending thousands of sick patients into already crowded ER rooms. Experts warn Prop 8 will cost taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars. Join groups representing doctors, nurses, and taxpayer advocates in voting no on 8. Stop this costly dialysis proposition. Paid for by No One Proposition 8. Stop the Dangerous Dialysis Proposition. Sponsored by the California Dialysis Council. Committee major funding from DaVita and Fresenius Medical Care North America. KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
And we're about 10 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock. You're listening to KCNR's Free Fire Radio, about 62 degrees in Reading. The weather always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the program, courtesy of Shasta Regional Medical Center in the heart of downtown Reading. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice.
And welcome back this great Monday morning. A little overcast here in the city of Reading. It looks like we might have a little bit of rain before the end of the week. This is Trish Clark, and I'm visiting here this morning with Chief Mike Johnson, Anderson Police Chief. We've been talking just a little bit about everything that's kind of popping into our brain. So what's coming up? We talked about October kind of briefly and all the fun stuff that's coming in October. What's going on specifically for the Anderson Police Department in October?
Well, lots of events. We just had the We Back the Blue event at the Elks Lodge.
At the Elks Lodge, yes.
Yeah, what a great event. And thanks to that organization supporting all of law enforcement in Shasta County. So there's a lot more of those type of events where we'll have canine demos and Halloween. I think Anderson at Anderson River Park, the city is going to try to put together a Halloween kind of costume parade for both people and pets, and do something maybe with food trucks and an event for Halloween down there at the park.
Fantastic. Great. Yeah.
So we're interested in that. I'm going to try to get one or two of my canine officers to dress up their hounds and something special, and maybe them and some sort of criminal attire or something. And
oh, fun. Yeah.
Enter the parade, something like that. Other than that, specifically, Trish, I don't have anything major events planned that I know of. Like I said, it's October, and you're talking about the weather. See, that's what I like about you. You feel the change in the weather, and
oh, it is
fall's coming,
I love spring and fall. Those are my two favorite seasons of the year. This year, we really actually had a bit of a spring, which was nice, and don't often get that. It usually just turns hot and ugly.
Right, we did, actually.
And you know what? We've had a spell here for the last, even with some heat, we've had this nice evening temperature where you can actually open up the bedroom window here for a couple, 3 weeks now, and that's awful nice.
Actually cools down your house a little bit.
Does, and you can, and the smoke hasn't been coming in, so that's a good thing, too. You know, we were fortunate, really blessed down in the city of Anderson that we weren't as tremendously impacted by these horrible fires as some other parts of our county.
Yeah, very true. We were very blessed with that, and at one point, you know, it was making its way there, but it never did. We really, our role in that was support, and our officers and firefighters there supported everybody up here and in other areas of Shasta County. We had an influx of people getting evacuated and coming into the city, which was fine. Happy to help with that as well. And of course, you know, the fairgrounds becomes the hub for Cal Fire and all the other federal assistance that comes in. So all that was not nearly as impactful as City of Reading and some outer skirts areas in Shasta County that really got impacted and felt the pressures. But, yeah, we do our part, and we're there, and wherever we were asked to go, we would supply personnel and go.
Well, and so I think that's a good indication of that. One of the really good things about living in Shasta County, it's too bad it's located in this crazy state, because we have a great level of cooperation between our agencies and the police chief and the sheriff and the city of Redding, city of Shasta Lake, all of the agencies that get together. Tomorrow, my guest for the second hour is going to be Chief Steve Lowe from the Anderson Fire Protection District, and we're going to be talking about fire issues and what have you. And also going to have Holly on tomorrow from Howley's Bail Bonds, talking about SB 10 signature gathering thing that's going on to try to get a referendum filed against this crazy law the bail bond thing.
Unbelievable.
The insanity of if you read that and you just it's hard to. Well, there are no words. You can't get your head around
really
where
not.
They thought they were going with that.
I don't understand it. I just same with you. I'm a loser. I don't even know how to argue that. What is he thinking?
I don't know. So anyway, she's going to be on tomorrow morning, and I'm looking forward to that. She's down in Sacramento trying to get that referendum going, and so we'll be talking
about
that.
So Trish, let me just say one thing, since I know my time's about up. You brought up the car fire and the Delta fire and cooperation of agencies. That's all very true. We Shasta County, you may not know it. I've been in two different counties other than this one, and cooperation is not always the same as we are lucky enough to have here. But also the citizens of this county are just incredible, and they constantly support us all, and they come together and, you know, in time of need have really shown their true colors in this last catastrophic event. So it's great to be a part of all that. And as law enforcement and fire, we thank all the citizens out there for all the support they gave us.
Well, and there's no question that this is a tremendously giving community. The people that have stepped forward and had fundraisers, and you know, we had a couple of things planned down at the Frontier Senior Center with fundraisers, which we just put off immediately and said, this is not a time to be raising money for these things. Now is the time to get in. And we held one big fundraiser for the car fire victims there. And I know the Anderson Rotary has been involved in a lot of different things that have to do with the car fire victims. And it's a good community to live in and be a part of.
Sure is.
The South County specifically is the best place to live in Shasta County as far as I'm concerned. But still in all, it's a good county and a lot of cooperation that they don't share in a lot of other counties. Final thoughts and a little bit about, again, something went right into my mind and out again. But the issues with the homeless in the community, some tips to people, how to deal with them when you run into them on the street?
Yeah, I'd say I'd say avoid them at all costs, because, you know, I know that some people have are very compassionate, have big hearts, and they think that every homeless person they see is just misfortunate and displaced. But the reality is that's not the case. The majority of them choose that lifestyle, and they're not. Some of them have mental health issues. A lot of them have drug issues. And it's just not safe to approach and interact with them. So, you know, what I was saying earlier, be vigilant. If you're walking by and you see a homeless person sitting on the street and you don't feel threatened and you feel okay just to keep walking by, that's fine. But if there is something that sets off that little alarm in you and you're feeling uncomfortable, then by God, if you have to turn around and go the other way, go the other way. It's unfortunate that we have to constantly live our lives like that, but don't put yourself in harm's way. That'd be my biggest message to you is, you know,
trust
pay attention.
Your spidey sense.
Yeah. Trust your spidey sense. That's correct, yes.
Well, and the other thing I want to encourage people to do is, because the squeaky wheel is the one that gets the oil. And if you've got somebody hanging around your neighborhood that obviously does not belong there and they're there repeatedly, pick up the phone and it's not a 911 emergency call, but let your police department know that they're out there, they're hanging around. I assure you, if you live in the city of Anderson, you will get a response.
You definitely will. And what Trish is saying about, if you notice somebody that's not supposed to be there, that's great. The first thing you do is turn on your porch lights and every light you've got in your house and outer, and then call your neighbors, have them start doing the same, and you'll see people disappear out of your neighborhood. They don't like that.
Yeah, no, you're right. They're absolutely right. But do not. I know I've had occasion on many times with the facility down in the senior center to we got problems and we pick up the phone and we call and we get response immediately. I think I called you one day. I almost ran over a guy that was laying in the back as
did.
I came around the corner and they hustled right over and moved him on.
Well, Trish, thank you very much for having me today. I always appreciate talking with you and interacting with the folks via radio out there. But, again, we just want everybody to stay safe, pay attention. And certainly if you have some sort of issue or an idea to solve a problem or any input that you'd like for me, my doors are always open. You can either drop by the police department or email. I would not encourage you to call into my office because that gets overwhelming. But if you email me, I'm good about getting back to you and following up.
That's absolutely true, and I thank you so much for being responsive when we reach out, and love having you on the show and catch up and see you Sunday at the breakfast. And,
okay, all right.
And I want to thank everybody for joining us this morning, and I'll look forward to chatting with you again tomorrow morning on Free Fire Radio.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my...
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.